Wonderful, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor,
as a Christian, I have studied many different subjects of the Bible, and I have studied different teachers who teach on the Bible. There are the end time messages, there are the power of the Holy Spirit messages, there are those who teach holiness, there are many different teachers in the body of Christ who teach on different subjects. And before I became a pastor, I would zero in on the end times. That was my favorite subject. I wanted to know and understand from Scripture how things will come to pass, especially as we get towards the end times. Because we need to understand the end times of this dispensation of time. But when I became a pastor, the Lord impressed upon my heart I needed to get into different areas. And because I was dealing with different people. So I started studying on the power of the Holy Spirit, the casting out of demons, praying for the sick, and all these things that are in the Word of God. I started to understand that a pastor especially needs to understand these things so he has an answer for all different types of people. There is one thing that I really found out as a pastor. There are many, many different types of people. People have different ideas. They have different spiritual understanding. Another thing I have learned about human beings, some are very easily attracted by the spiritual realm, where some are not. And I cannot quite figure that out. But God has created us all different. It's like in the natural world. Some are created for this, some are created for that. For example, you cannot take somebody that is used to working on the ground, in a garden, or on the fields, and put him up on a high-rise building where he works with steel, thousands of feet up in the air. But that's how God created us, all different. And we need to respect one another for this, because that's how God designed us. He didn't make us robots to be the same, but he made us all individually different. And that also goes for the spiritual realm. Some seem to understand the spirit realm much easier than others. There are those who see into the spirit realm. Yes, that I found out also. They're called seers. They see the spirit realm. And many, many who are in witchcraft have that gift. It's a gift from God. They're seeing into the spirit realm. But they decide, many of them decide, to go after the demonic realm instead of being prophets and priests for God. This is how it works. God gives them the gift. They see and understand the spirit realm, but the choice they make in how they approach it is what makes the difference. For you see, we can enter into those realms. We can enter into the spirit realm, but it is totally forbidden to go into the spirit realm through Satan's ideas, through witchcraft. But God wants you to pursue it in God's way, through his Holy Spirit. So in that way, you can become a prophet, you can become an apostle, you can do signs and wonders, working miracles. God has it all out there for us, if we would only pay attention. But in today's world, it seems that the average person, when he sees something like that happens, supernaturally happening, we are all programmed to say that comes from the demonic realm, or that's New Age, or stuff like that. And the Bible, the Old Testament, is full of small little miracles that we would call witchcraft today. And we need to understand the difference. Going into the spirit realm is not something that we should shy away from, but what we should be careful of is not go in through witchcraft, but go in there through the power and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So today I will teach on how the Apostle Paul operated, but before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, and I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts so that we can understand what is on the horizon, what you want us to do, O God, and how to get ready for your kingdom. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing a person needs to do if he wants to get interested in the spirit realm is to become born again by the Spirit of God. And that is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You have to become born again, washed by the blood of the Lamb, and you have to be seated in heavenly places. You have to become a purchased possession. Because if you try to get into the spirit realm without that, then automatically it will be witchcraft or New Age or whatever you want to call it. Because today we see that all over TV, and I know there are many, many young people involved in witchcraft. God gives them a yearning for the spiritual realm, but they go in there through the lust of the flesh and through satanic channels. And that is totally forbidden by God. But I got good news for you. Those of you who have that spiritual inclination, those who want to know more about God and the spirit realm, God has a path for all of us. We can get through that veil through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul was taken into heaven where he saw incredible things. And when we go into the Old Testament, many, many experienced the angels of God coming to visit them. They even talked with God. Abraham talked with God. And he was the same person as we were. It's just that God is showing us in Scripture that we can have the same experiences. We can talk to God. I want to share a bit of a story here that happened to Jacob when he was working for his father-in-law. Anybody who reads the story know that Jacob made a deal with his father-in-law on what part of the flock would be his. And the father-in-law lived and said, "You can have the speckled lambs," because there were not too many of them. So Jacob turned to God and said, "I need a few more speckled lambs." And those of us who know the story, I'm sure would wonder at this, because God told him to take a branch from a tree and strip it off, strip off pieces of it and leave strips there. There would be white and then there would be bark, white and bark on the branch. And he told him to put it into the water troughs as they were eating, as they were drinking. And guess what? When the sheep had their young ones, most of them were speckled lambs. If that would happen today, people would say you're in witchcraft. That's how people are today. They read the Bible and they proclaim that was for them. It's not for now. We need to get this out of our minds and out of our heads. God wrote this book for an example, for an instruction book, and we can do the same. We know that in the New Testament, the apostles, they were doing all kinds of miracles, signs, and wonders. And many teachers today teach us these things went out with the apostles. When I became a Christian, I didn't have any teachers around me. I had the Bible, so I studied it, and I was praying in tongues before I found out that that went out with the apostles. I was praying for the sick, and I saw people healed before I heard that these things went out with the apostles. I myself have experienced healings that are totally, that were hard to explain. But God is doing these things still today. And we need to pay close attention to how the Apostle Paul brings this to our attention. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verse 1, it tells us, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with the excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything amongst you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." That was his first step. The gospel has to be preached. You have to be born again by the Spirit of God. Any other way is false. Any other way is a confusion. So he says, "I came with one thing, and that was Jesus Christ and him crucified." And he says in one scripture, "The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us that are saved, it is the power of God." In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verse 4, it tells us, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He came not only with words, but he came with healing the sick. He came casting out devils. He was giving them revelations from the Word of God. People saw in the Apostle Paul the power of the Holy Spirit. What was that for? So that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. If you understand and see the power of God, then it becomes a seeing, not only a believing. My faith that I have in God, in the finished work of the cross at Calvary, is not only by faith anymore, it became a total reality to my seeing the power of God working in signs and wonders and miracles. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verse 9, it tells us, but as it is written, I has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of men the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So God wants to reveal them things to us. He says, eyes has not seen, ears have not heard. But God wants to reveal them to us. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. There is no limit to knowing what God has in store for you. We don't have to wait to go to heaven. We can start right now here on earth. We can get into the power of the Holy Spirit. Just like those who are in witchcraft, they don't wait around. The world is into witchcraft. You can go on YouTube and you can get lessons on how to get into witchcraft. But when somebody gives a teaching on how to get into the power of the Holy Spirit on YouTube, it is called strange fire, or it is called witchcraft and deception. That is unbelievable. That should not happen with the children of God. They should be in tune with God, because the Bible teaches us here that he would love to show us the deep things of God. He wants to reveal them to us so that we can operate in that area. If we would only study that and believe it for ourselves and not listen to those who teach against it, then God would enable us to be open to the spirit realm for ourselves. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words with man's wisdom teaches, but that which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. When you operate in the gift of the Spirit, when you get into the spiritual realm, you make sure that you always have the blueprint there, that is the Word of God, to test and see if you're on the right track. Because even as a Christian, even when you're operating in the gift of the Spirit and the power of the Holy Ghost, you can be led astray into deception if you're not careful. It has to line up with Scripture. And I have to say this, even your attitude towards these things have to be in line with God's Spirit. So open your heart to these things and become a blessing, because we are going to see incredible things on the horizon very soon. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
In this world I walk alone. with no place to call my home. But there's one who holds my hand through rugged roads, through barren lands. The way is dark, but he's become my eyes to see, the strength to climb, my griefs to bear. The Savior lives inside me there. Trials of life I find another voice inside my mind. He comforts me and bids me live inside the love the Father gives. In your love I find release, a haven from my unbelief. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God, to thee. Take my life and let me be a living prayer, my God, to thee.
The Bible teaches us that God gives gifts unto men. And throughout the world, we can see people with incredible different gifts. They can be natural gifts where they excel in certain things, but they are also spiritual gifts where God wants to lead them. But I have seen some interesting stuff throughout my years as a pastor. Young people especially would get caught up in witchcraft. Even though they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, they still fool around with that stuff because they are attracted to the spiritual realm. So, and I blame that on the teachers of today who are in the pulpits. They don't understand the spirit realm. They count everything supernatural as demonic. It's like Jacob in the Bible, where he peels the branches so that his sheep would have speckled lambs. If somebody would try and do that today, they would call it witchcraft. I've seen these things and I've studied these things. It's almost as if everything God wants us to do has been hijacked by the demonic realm, and now everybody just simply calls it witchcraft or New Age or stuff like that. We've seen it. Anybody who tries to study the spirit realm will understand what I'm talking about. But the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 in verse 14, the natural man receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can they know them because they are spiritually discerned. So the natural man, as soon as God's servants operate in the spirit realm, they call them quacks. But for some reason, everybody is accepting the witchcraft that's going on. They can see it as real. Yes, they don't want any part of it, but they see it as real. They will even have TV programs on how to get into witchcraft. So this is so lopsided that the Church of God should get into the power of the Holy Spirit. We should get into the spirit realm so we can show the masses God's point of view on these things, so that they will see the truth where everything comes from. For you see, everything that is created by God. What Satan does, he hijacks it and perverts it. Whatever the demonic realm does in the spirit realm, these things are hijacked by Satan and perverted. There is a good, clean side to that story if it comes from the people of God who understand what they're doing. Let's look at prophecy. People would sit down in a witch's chair and allow them to read their palms and tell them the future. But when it comes to God's servants giving somebody a word of knowledge of what's going to happen, many call it dabbling in witchcraft. And I've heard them and I've seen them do that. So God wants us to straighten out. He wants us to understand that we can know the mind of Christ. For it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him, that God can instruct him? Then it tells us, we have the mind of Christ if we're born again by the Spirit of God. Who can know the things of God so that God can instruct him? It simply says, we who are born again, we have the mind of Christ, and God can open our hearts and our minds and our ears to the spirit realm so that we can explain them to those who seek God. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 15, For whatsoever things are written before time were written for our learning. All these things that you see in the Old Testament, they were written for us for our learning. Not just a good story, but so that we can learn how to do things. That we, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope. If we start seeking the things of God, if we have an earnest expectation, if we live a godly life, God will show these things to us. For it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 in verse 11, now all these things happen unto them for examples. They're our examples. We need to study them. They're written for our admonition, to admonish us, to do the same thing. They're not just there for a good Bible study. They're there to teach us that we can do and have the same abilities. So we need to open our hearts to these things, because Christianity should be exciting. And if you want your children to seek the Lord, they need to see an example from you. You seeking after God and getting into the power of the Holy Spirit, then they would not go after witchcraft. So open your heart to these incredible truths and become a blessing to those around you. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us on the web at www.reachingoutministries.com.